So the film Prometheus came out, and it was Ridley Scott returning to the Alien franchise as where he had created this sort of genre of in space no one can hear you scream. And here, Alien Covenant is really the sequel to Prometheus in a way that the Alien movie itself was supposedly, because, again, Prometheus was a prequel to Alien. So as we see the story that leads to Ripley and Sigourney Weaver's memorable character, we now see a movie that starts even before that, which involves this whole backstory of some non-human race that is the equivalent of Prometheus, the god story from the ancients, which is to say Prometheus stole fire from the heavens and created man. And so in this way, man is, the metaphor here is that the computer, played by Michael Fassbender, is the sort of creation of computer and artificial intelligent life forms, is the equivalent of creating the sort of darker Dr. Frankenstein's monster. And this creator-creature dichotomy is what lies at the heart of the tension of this brand of horror film, which is to say, when you start creating things and messing with human nature, you risk angering the gods as if you had stolen fire to create man yourself, who has this type of power, and when you do exert it, what does it threaten? And the answer, spoiler alert, everything. But Michael Fassbender plays both the good and the evil sort of robot in the Prometheus sequel here, Alien Covenant, which functions less as a sequel to the other Alien movies and more like a sequel specifically to Prometheus in a way that the original Alien movie is not quite, because all of the Alien movies, even the, of course, the James Cameron and Ridley Scott ones, which are the best, and then even the David Fincher one, there was a sort of agreement that we're all going to be trapped in a spaceship and be trying to get away from a creature, and that spawned its own subgenre of movies that feel like that. And you could even place John Carpenter's The Thing into that as well, which, of course, Howard Hughes' The Thing was the original. But this differs from that because the movie is not about a bunch of people in a confined space trying to get away, the essential snakes on a plane, but with an alien, which we recognize to be the natural resting state of an alien franchise type. Here, we really are more in just a standard one-off science fiction movie, which is to say an alien race with alien life forms, alien technology, and beautiful visuals, in this case, all based on the original H.P. Lovecraft artwork. And really, there's some, those are, fans of Ridley Scott will recognize some Blade Runner here. It looks a lot like Blade Runner. The color schemes are the same, and even the cyborg who questions if androids dream of electric sheep or not, which is to say the Philip K. Dick short story that Blade Runner was based on. And in this scene, instead of Daryl Hannah, the android is Michael Fassbender, and he plays two parts, kind of like Jeremy Irons in Dead Ringers. He plays the good and the bad evil twin. One is a version, a newer version of the other one, which had been discontinued for being too human. So in this time of electric cars and the idea that technology moving too fast and the Luddites that have always clung to the past and created this sort of phobia and unease around technology, which is what the entire genre of science fiction, as it occurring as it did in the 1930s, came up as a result of the rise of technology and, of course, the arms race and the race to put someone on the moon. So all of these fears of what could happen if our knowledge got ahead of our morality. And what we see here in Alien Covenant is that perhaps the robots are right.